I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know no way of judging the future but by the past. Patrick Henry, 1775.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Killing Time by Caleb Carr. Read by the author.
Chapter 1. Somewhere in the Matumba mountain range of Central Africa, September 2024. We leave at daylight, so I must write quickly. All reports indicate that my pursuers are now very close. The same scouts who for the last 2 days have reported seeing a phantom airship moving steadily down from the northeast, setting fire to the earth as it goes, now say that they have spotted the vessel near Lake Albert. My host, Chief Dugumbe, has at last given up his insistence that I allow his warriors to help me stand and fight, and instead offers an escort of 50 men to cover my escape. Although I'm grateful, I've told him that so large a group would be too conspicuous. I'll take only my good friend Mutesa, the man who first dragged my exhausted body out of this high jungle, along with two or three others, armed with some of the better French and American automatic weapons. We'll make straight for the coast, where I hope to find passage to a place even more remote than these mountains. It seems years since fate cast me among Dugumbe's tribe.